Shalom,
אנחנו קוראים בספר. We'll be reading from the writings of Bash, volume 3, concerning O Chozer, article 557. You can find all our texts on kabbalahmedia.info, and you can send us questions live on kab.tv. The writings of Bash, article 557, concerning O Chozer, reflected light. It is written in the study of the Ten Sefirot that O Chozer, reflected light, ascending from the Masach, screen, upward, is called connection because it holds and captures the upper light in the igul, in the circle, in a way that where the O Chozer does not clothe the upper light, that light is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the emanated being, because he cannot attain it without this attire called O Chozer. By this we should understand why not everyone has the sensation of godliness, since it is written, I filled the heaven and the earth, and the whole earth is full of His glory, and yet we do not feel anything. The answer is that where there is no clothing called O Chozer, the upper light is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the emanated being. And because the whole meaning of the O Chozer is that he receives only according to the intention to bestow, as long as one has not emerged from self-reception, he does not have this O Chozer. Thus, although the whole earth is full of His glory, it is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the lower one. It follows that the only thing that one must do in order to achieve the goal is to focus all of one's work on one point, to be able to dedicate all of one's free time for the sake of the Creator. This is the meaning of everything is in the hand of the of heaven, but for the fear of heaven. This means that the Creator gives everything. The upper lights are already prepared for the person. As in, more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse, and all we need is a kli, a vessel. After the tzimtzum, the restriction, this vessel is called masach en o chozer, and this is what connects the upper with the lower. That is, through it, the lower one connects to the upper one. However, when this connector does not exist, the lower one cannot see the upper one, and the upper one is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the lower one. Hence, to the extent that one begins to work for the sake of the Creator, to that extent he acquires connection with the upper light. And by the measure of his connection, so is the measure of his attainment. We should understand the matter of Achap, of the upper one, that fell to the Galgalta Enaim of the lower one. We will finish here. We will read again from the beginning of the article, again concerning O Chozer, reflected light.
Rabash wrote this for himself, and therefore it was just on one piece of paper. There were several such excerpts that he wrote. So what we read is seemingly one essay, and the continuation is another essay. Yes.
Concerning O Chozer, reflected light. It is written in the study of the Ten Sefirot that O Chozer ascending from the Masach, the screen, upward, is called connection, because it holds and captures or imprints the upper light in the igul, the circle, in a way that where the O Chozer does not clothe the upper light, that light is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the emanated being, because he cannot attain it without this attire called O Chozer. By this we should understand why not everyone has the sensation of godliness. Since it is written, I feel the heaven, I feel the heaven and the earth, and the whole earth is full of His glory. And yet we do not feel anything. The answer is that where there is no clothing called O Chozer, the upper light is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the emanated being. And because the whole meaning of O Chozer is that one receives only according to the intention to bestow, as long as one has not emerged from self-reception, he does not have this, O Chozer. Thus, although the whole earth is full of His glory, it is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the lower one. It follows that the only thing one must do in order to achieve the goal is to focus all of one's work on one point, which is to be able to dedicate all of one's free time for the sake of the Creator. This is the meaning of everything is in the hand of heaven, but fear of heaven. This means that the Creator gives everything. The upper lights are already prepared for the person. As in, more than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to nurse. And all we need is a vessel, a kli. After the tzimtzum, the restriction, this vessel is called masach and o chozer. And this is what connects the upper one with the lower one. That is, through it, the lower one connects to the upper one. When this connector does not exist, however, the lower one cannot see the upper one, and the upper one is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the lower one. Hence, to the extent that one begins to work for the sake of the Creator, to that extent he acquires connection with the upper light, and by the measure of his connection, so is the measure of his attainment.
Questions? None. Oh, yes.
What does he mean when he says that the reflected light doesn't clothe the upper one?
It doesn't match any quality of the upper one. This is why it doesn't clothe it. So it doesn't discover the upper one.
O Chozer, the reflected light, isn't that an action taken by the lower one?
Yes. So, as much as the lower one wants to resemble the upper one, as much as he tries to find in what way he can match the upper one, as much as he does it and he understands it the way he does it, from the love of people to the love of the Creator, as we call it, that he develops this quality in the group, then he reaches a state where he raises his degree of bestowal to the upper one. And if his degree of bestowal resembles to some extent the bestowal of the upper one, where the upper one defines himself according to 125 degrees and additional sub-degrees, if the lower one can resemble at least some degree of the upper one, of the bestowal of the upper one, then the bestowal of the lower one clothes the bestowal of the upper one according to what we call equivalence of form, and then the lower one discovers the upper one. That is, actually he discovers his own degree of equivalence with the upper one. This is why it is called Bore, Bo'ure, come and see.
I don't understand why it's called reflected light. If
reflected light, meaning that the lower one wants to give back to the upper one the degree of bestowal, the degree of love to the upper one, as the upper one relates to him.
Ken.
He says that the reflected light clothes and captures, imprints the circle.
Yes, because the circle is the relation of the upper one to us. And we, through the line, when we can only, in a restricted way, resemble ourselves to the influence of the Creator, this is how we turn to Him. So then, out of the circle, we seemingly cut a line, and we exist in it. But in the end, if all of us reach the complete common work, then we discover our influence on the Creator also as a circle. And the circle of the Or Chozer clothes over the Igul of the Or Yashar, and that would be the end of correction.
What does it mean that it holds,
hold or capture, hold, grip? This is the relation of the Or Chozer, reflected light, towards the Or Yashar, the direct light. Yes.
He writes that one should work only in one point, which is to have all his free time dedicated to the sake of the heavens. And first of all, it sounds like a very realistic demand. It's your free time. It's not like every...
What you could say is that this is my time. That's it. So choose.
Can you explain what you just said?
No, it's your free choice. Each one, and he writes in several places that one dedicates half an hour a day to it, and the other one dedicates 5 hours a day, and the third one cannot separate for even 1 minute from the work of the Lord.
But what is free time?
Well, free time means that you think that you're free from the work of the Creator. That's it. So, with any work in this world, along with that, with doing it, you can do it for the purpose of nevertheless coming closer to bestow to the Creator. Everything depends on the person. The intention never hinders you in anything.
If until it captures it, it's regarded as non-existent, then what... Is one engaged in only in restriction? Tzimtzum.
In whatever he is in, he is in. What is he busy with, engaging in? I don't know. If he doesn't know how to capture the upper light, the direct light within the Or Chozer, to hold it, it means that he has no connection with it. He still hasn't reached the connection with it.
So what does he work with?
He's working with respect to the Creator, but he still cannot work in such a way that he has something within him similar to the Creator. There is no degree. His degree of bestowal is not similar to the Creator. This is why he cannot capture it. They still cannot meet. They don't equalize. It's considered that he doesn't discover the upper force. Yes.
So what can he do for it to be there?
No, it's 1,001 things. You're asking in a way that here we're talking about if you reach a degree of quality similar to the Creator, you capture Him. And this is what it says, as if you made me, as if you build me. But if not, then not.
It sounds like as if, well, until you get there, you can't even tell what it is and how to do it.
That's right. That's right. There's no question here, even. He writes.
Not everyone has the feeling of godliness. Because it says, I feel heaven and earth. The thing is that it's about Or Chozer, that you don't have.
The thing is that, Or Chozer, you have no quality that resembles the influence of the Creator, the bestowal of the Creator. This is why you don't feel Him. Okay?
No.
If there's no reflected light, then the inner light captures the surrounding light?
I don't know. Forget all this nonsense, all this wise stuff. there isn't any. There isn't any Ochozer. It means that there is no bestow from me. I don't want to run away into all kinds of Ochozer or Makif. I want to be in my work. If I do not reach a degree of bestow that resembles to some extent the Creator, then I do not discover Him. This is what I want to hear. That's it. Surrounding light, inner light, where is that? Then I go out of my work and I'm somewhere out there, Makif.
But there is some feeling.
We're talking about revelation of the Creator towards the created being. It happens only to the extent that the bestowal of the created being resembles the bestowal of the Creator. In degrees of bestowal, you can't talk about it with details. You have to reach each time a quota. You have to reach a special degree, a special quota each time. We're not talking about millimeters. Rather, we're talking, let's say, about meters or kilometers, something which where it jumps from degree to degree within of Yud of the Shoresh. We also have sub-degrees, but we, according to that, we cannot distinguish and discover the Creator. Rather, when from Oviyot Shoresh we come to Oviyot Aleph, then we feel that a change has occurred. From Oviyot Aleph we have many, again, sub-degrees until we reach Oviyot Bet as we actualize it. But once we reach or actualize Oviyot Bet, then we feel it. It's a discrete manner. It's a matter of degrees. Okay, we don't have any questions from the world, okay, but it's a nice article. It explains that the degree of revelation depends on the degree of bestowal from the side of the person. And now we're going to our excerpts.
Right, that would be the conditions for raising oneself above one's circle. Excerpt from the sources. We'll start with excerpt 26.
Shilami. Odessa.
You have a question from where?
Odessa.
Oh, I didn't see them. They don't show us the groups with the question marks. How much can I talk about it to those that are sitting up there?
Odessa.
Regarding the work in the ten, what is reflected light, direct light, and how is the light of the Creator clothed?
There is no Or Yashar without Or Chozer. To the extent that the lower one can organize himself in bestowal through the ten to the Creator, otherwise it's not going to happen, through the ten to the Creator, to that extent he begins to feel that something comes from the Creator and it clothes in his attitude, in his relation. Those relations of the Creator towards me are called O Yashar, my relations to the Creator through the ten. That's called Ochozel. There is no light except for that which is established through the effort of 10 parts that are correctly organized. We need to connect between us and in such a way reach bestowal to the Creator. That's it. And the degree of connection between us, it can happen through 125 degrees and further sub-degrees. And this is how we reach the complete degree, the end of correction. It is always according to the same principle. The degree of the Creator has to clothe in the degree of bestowal of the created being. Okay? Let's go.
So we are reading excerpts from the sources, the subject of the condition for raising oneself above his circle. We are at excerpt 26 from the Rabash, article 124, to serve me. Ben Zuma said, the whole world was created only to serve me. and I was created to serve my master. According to the interpretation of Baal Sulam, it means that all the faults that a person sees in others, he believes that they are his. Therefore, he has what to correct. It follows that the whole world serves him by providing him with his own faults, and he does not need to search by himself. Instead, they are doing him a big favor by providing him with his flaws.
Let's talk about it. How much do I recognize according to my relation to the friends what else I need to correct with respect to my relation to the Creator? How do I discover in my relation to the friends what I have to correct in my relation to the Creator? Please, go ahead.
There is
an infinite number of things I need to correct in my attitude towards the friends. It all depends on how I see them. If I disqualify them, it's something I need to correct, because it cannot be that I will disqualify the Creator. And if I don't magnify them, I don't try to be annulled towards them and to bestow to them, well, all these principles that the Abbas writes about, if I don't apply them, it shows me how far I am and how opposite I am to the Creator.
It seems that there are many numerous things that I need to correct in my attitude towards the friends, on the one hand. On the other hand, you can say that the direction, well, maybe there are two directions. One is to make them greater, and the other one is to diminish myself, and all the rest are just expressions of that.
This path of magnifying them, giving them importance. I need to train within me that muscle of love and bestowal. Only by developing intentions of love and bestowal can one achieve a certain degree of equivalence with the upper force. And this can be practiced with the friends. I see to what extent I care for them and regard them more highly than my own self-love.
I see that I'm not sensitive enough to the friends, so as to feel them and what they need, and out of that to work. I approach them out of whatever I feel instead of whatever they feel, and that's the opposite of the light.
If I try to care for them, at least to the degree that they care for me, if I invest everything possible and not that, and not to remain indifferent, of course.
To what extent I see the friends as small and myself as great, this is what I need to correct. This is how I relate to the Creator. I have to constantly correct my vision.
We do not see an infinite number of corruptions in the friends. We see one flaw each time. Our egos focus on one certain corruption or flaw each time. And that's exactly how it should work, because that is the revelation of the chain of Shemot. Now a certain flaw is revealed, and that is the flaw with which I must work. Now, if it wasn't revealed, I could not see this corruption, this flaw in me. If I see a fault with the friend, it's a sign that this exists within me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to see it in the friend. And so I need friends whom I do not see as corrected. Otherwise, I myself cannot advance. So the fact that I don't see the friends as corrected, but rather as corrupted, each time flawed in this and that way, that's the way the Creator communicates with me, showing me where I need to correct myself. He shows me exactly where the corruption exists within me, and so I can ask for a correction.
Yes, each time he brings disturbances between us so that we have to search for him behind these disturbances, then we can truly connect with him. Rav, how can we call into the relation that I feel from the friends towards me and my attitude towards the friends? How can we see my oviut, my coarseness, and where I am still in a distance from the beginning of the attainment of the Creator? How, according to the relations between the friends to me and my relation to the friends, I can somehow measure how much further I have a distance for the revelation of the Creator. It's practical work. Go ahead.
First of all, we need to take to have this as a foundational rule in the work. The further I am from the friends, the further I am from the Creator. And my closeness to the friends, that's my closeness to the Creator. And how can I measure, gauge it? Very simply, according to how I relate to them. Am I truly willing to dedicate my whole life to their spiritual development?
As much as I feel that behind each and every friend, the Creator truly speaks and operates, and you might say that until we feel that, we're not there.
So long as there's me in my calculations, the more there is a self, a me, the less there is of the Creator. If I think I need to correct myself, change myself, through the friends, by the friends, it still puts me as the end goal. When this me disappears, it becomes we, us, the kli, the connection between us, and that's the only thing in existence. Then we can connect with the upper light in that vessel. That self, that me, needs to be eradicated.
That is, to try to feel and fill up the cup of the friend instead of my own cup.
Also, we received practical advice from the article. If I take 100% of my free time, I know that it's an investment of 100% in spirituality, and so long as I don't do that, then I'm lacking more investment in the environment.
For whom do I pray? For whom do I ask? Rav, how do I imagine to myself that all of the time I'm inside of the society, investing in the society, caring for the society, and through it to the Creator, that behind the friends there is the Creator? If I aim myself in such a way, for sure I'm aiming myself towards Him. Because the Creator is the total, the sum total, the inclusive one. The whole of the society. Please. How can I be immersed in that all of the time? Well, we have here, each shall help his friend and everything, but how do we reach that?
We reach that by increasing the importance. Here during the morning lesson, we have three meetings throughout the day, and the friends are always making an effort, thinking about it, and that's how we hold each other. Sustain each other.
If we see in everything that is happening opportunities that we have for correction that the Creator is showing us, then through everything that is happening, and it's especially with the friends, you see how the Creator is communicating with you, not only communicating with you, but also guiding you. Now correct this, now correct that, now that. He's showing you where the corruption is, and all that you have to do is ask for it.
You need to make an effort also to create external guardians for ourselves. As we know, we have the morning lesson, we have the Zoom meetings, we need to have all the friends there and so on. And also we need inner guardians, which is the main thing. Each one prays that the friends will have the power to hold on. Not me, how will I do it, how will I think? No, but that the friends will have the strength to do it. And that's what you should be thinking about the whole day.
In practice, in fact, what do? I perform actions of bestowing to society. I fill my whole life, my whole day with bestowal to the society. Rav, how do I depict in my yearning to show love to the friends, and it says that I really need to show it, to disclose it, how do I try to discover in that my relation of love to the Creator? How does one clothe within the other? How, within the love of friends, clothes my love to the Creator?
To love means to be in equivalence of form, to love the Creator. And as he loves all the friends, all of the created beings, he has an attitude, a relation of equal bestowal to everyone. That's how I want to be as well.
Yes, love means conceding thoughts and concerns for myself, and at the expense of that, fill up this whole space with thoughts and concerns and a desire that it will be good for others or the Creator, and it's the same thing. That's what clothes the best. When Rav talked before, there was a question about free time. Free time, it's not that I have some time, free time between 4 o'clock and 5 o'clock. Rather, if I'm busy with thoughts about myself, I have to vacate this time and dedicate it to thoughts about others, about the society, about the 10, about the Creator. It's really 24/7 that you have to cancel your free time so that you are never free of the work of the Lord.
And this work, as Dave said previously, is to transfer another thought from what concerns me to a thought about what concerns the friends.
And by wanting to actually implement, execute what he intends, which is to be the bestower, to be like the Creator, that execution, the fulfillment, he wants to see in the friends.
I try to constantly hold the 10 in my mind as much as possible, above all the imaginary dealings I have throughout the day.
If I try to love not the friend but the quality of love itself, then it becomes less important to me who is the friend that I see before me. And then through the friend, when I try to love him because he has the quality of love, I connect to the quality of love itself, the Creator. Rav, how do I nevertheless check what else am I missing so that my attitude to the friends will become my attitude to the Creator? Or Choser, in which the Creator will be revealed towards me. And by that I give him contentment. I discover him as the good who does good. Please, go ahead.
The test is to see if I'm making more of an effort to connect with the friends. There is no intellectual scrutiny of it or scrutiny of any other kind. I try to annul myself to connect with the friends, and by that I reveal more of what I need to correct.
Once again, I have no direct contact with the Creator, but rather through the love of people to the love of the Creator. Only through the kli in which he is revealed, the more you invest in him. And you work within the kli, just like towards the Creator, then there is a possibility to bring you to equivalence with the Creator.
It seems to me difficult to impossible to know how much more you have to advance. The direction needs to be more clear and obvious towards the love of the Creator, but to know the delta, to know how much you have left, I don't know how.
Between us, we make him. Between us, we discover him. It's the efforts of the friends to show love and importance of the connection between us. There, everything happens.
Because in the connection between us, we can measure ourselves, as Chaim said, with respect to the upper quality of love.
And this connection begins with, first of all, I plant myself inside the environment. I heard some renewal now, something new, that, oh, Yashar doesn't start working until there is this effort. I have to be in the environment so that this system, this mechanism will start working.
Yes, and to be in the environment means to stop caring for myself, and I can stop caring for myself only when there are friends around me who care for me, think about me constantly.
Rab, what is the relation between the light of Ensof, Or Yashar, and Or Chozer, reflected light? Well, go ahead. What is the relation between Or Ein Sof, the light of Ein Sof, Or Yashar, direct light, and Or Chozer, reflected light? As one of the friends wanted to ask before about these different lights. Go ahead. Or Yashar, does it exist before there is Or Chozer? To what extent do we determine, do we establish Or Yashar from the Creator? This is called You Have Made Me. Because the light of Ein Sof, well, as it's as we say, His glory fills up the whole world. And we, through Or Chozer, we establish the Or Yashar, and we start to discover Him. This is called the Creator's relation towards me. This is called Bore. Bo-ure, come and see. Please, talk about it. This is considered what we say, there is no creator without a created being.
Exactly marked in the article we read previously, a place where the Obash discusses this precisely. He says, where there is no clothing called reflected light, the upper light is regarded as non-existent with respect to the emanated being, because the matter of the reflected light is that it receives, or it is received only according to the intention to bestow. So long as one did not come out of reception for oneself, he does not yet have this reflected light. So only to the degree that we have the intention to bestow, we can feel to the same extent this direct light, this Or Yashar, the light of the Creator. If we have an infinite intention of the sort, then we also have an infinite measure of the light, Or Ein Sof.
So it turns out that the Creator always shines, and we, to the extent that in the Ten we want to recognize Him, discover Him, and have this relation that everything goes towards Him, then we start feeling the Or Yashar that He always wanted to give us.
The light is one, and all distinctions and discernments with regards to it, reflected light, direct light, and so on, it's all from the perspective of the vessel's response to the light. Then it determines the kind of light that affects it. So, for there to be direct light on the vessel, there's always a light shining on us, but we need to calculate to what extent can I use that light to bestow. If you have the ability to bestow, to reflect it, you're brought the Or Yashar, the direct light.
Yes, the light is one, and all the other lights, Or Chozer, Or Yashar, are just discernments that exist in the created beings to the extent that they have the intention to bestow.
You could say that so long as I have concerns and thoughts about myself, the...
Rav, so how do we arrange ourselves now for today? How do we arrange ourselves for today with the intention, with the thought that we will dedicate all the hours of the day to our advancement towards a better state? Please.
We will try to feel the friend's passion to come to resemble the upper light. We'll connect all these passions together and ask him for help.
We will talk and continue the workshop we're doing now. And we'll talk about what we read and feel how the 10 is the realization of this system that we're reading about and hearing about.
We need to make a covenant right now and to go out with confidence out to throughout the day and remain in touch, right? Like the Obash, who is far away from his friends but feels them in his heart, to aspire to that state.
Yes, and help each other throughout the day to maintain the connection between us, maintain the level of commitment, the covenant that we are now making, so that throughout the day, when we will have all kinds of distractions and all kinds of stuff, we won't leave the commitment we have now.
We need to describe to ourselves, imagine that there's a projector constantly shining light on us. We don't feel it, but in the 10 we want to make ourselves, we want to orient ourselves towards it, to constantly think about the friends. From that we will also gain a proper attitude towards it, towards him.
I see that throughout the day, each one for himself or as by himself is completely lost. But if the friends care for him, it enables him to care for the friends. What's the question?
What does it mean to work with the reflected light in the 10?
Anything that I attribute to the Creator, the end result is in the preliminary thought. In what way do I want to show my attitude towards him, to give back to him? I have to do it in the 10. The realization is only in the 10.
And what does it mean to act with or as reflected light towards the friends?
With an embrace, what is it that they want? Connection, unity, and in that unity they want to discover the Creator. So I work with whatever I can in order to bring the society to that state.
And so what is direct light then, Or Yashar?
Or Yashar, I discover it according to my correct relations in the 10. And if I aim through the 10 to the Creator. Okay.
Tof.
Well.
Ken.
Yes.
No, Ashraf.
Rav, aim.
Rav. The restriction and the masach, are they revealed through our work in reflected light, or?
Yes, only that. Only that. There is no Or Chozer until I'm capable of making a restriction, tzimtzum, over my goals, my desires, and prefer the society above myself and try to be still to them according to what they want. And in my eyes, what they want, the Creator is displaying it to me, how much I have to aim myself towards him. That's it. This is how we work. And then I see in all of the relations that I have in the 10, my correct guidance towards the Creator. The fact that behind each friend stands the Creator, it means that I need to see in each and every friend a device which is aiming me all in all to the Creator. Well, these things are clear, and we will now move to what?
Perhaps we have questions all over the world.
Oh, okay, we have questions in the world. Vilnius.
Вот это реализация последнего вопроса, которого вы задали.
This realization regarding the last question that you asked about our readiness throughout the day, does it mean a very great intensity of the connection between us in the tent? Can you say that anyone who is here in the lesson is ready for it to actualize it today in practice?
Anyone who is part of our world kli must make an effort along with the others to the extent that he understands and feels it and is able. He must join the common effort. We are all in that. And then we will feel how it works precisely when each one adds some, well, 1 gram of exertion. And it works. All in all, we have great power today. And the fact that we're far away from each other and not understanding so much, all of our efforts, precisely in these states, upon such states, they are very beneficial. They are very effective. And do not despair. Let's not think about where we are, how, what we're like. No, it's us. We, precisely we, are able to do this. And we're meant to do this out of all of humanity, to feel this responsibility towards the whole world, to feel the opportunity that the Creator provides, and to try through the environment to pass my relation to the Creator so that it's somehow similar to the way the Creator relates to me. All right, Vilnius? All right. Very well then. Now we have Croatia.
Rav, how does Orma Kif turn into Oryashar in our work? How do we recognize from all the Orma Kif, let's say, all the influence?
Orma Kif lo ver le or lo.
The surrounding light, the Orma Kif, doesn't turn into Oryashar or direct light. Ah, no, forgive me. All right. Through the reflected light, where I want to reciprocate to the Creator, give Him back all the goodness that He arranged for me, when I arrange by myself, or out of myself, the same system as what I feel and learn that He arranged for me from above, I establish such a system, such an attitude from below. When I do that, it turns out that my reflected light, my attitude back towards Him, I can capture only a certain single part of His regard, His attitude towards me. I make a restriction over the rest. And what I can capture of the reflected light, I don't make a restriction on that. I want to be in equivalence of form with that. And so it turns out that the very great light is revealed. I restrict it. I examine exactly after the restriction that the masach, I have reflected light, and there I can examine and see how much I can receive from Him in equivalence of form, which means in order to bestow. And then the direct light, the Or Yashar, from the Ein Sof, from the attitude of the Creator towards me, which is Ein Sof, infinity, I cannot digest it. I cannot detect it yet according to my own qualities, according to my equivalence of form. So that light clothes in my own reflected light and becomes a smaller light according to the measure of my reflected light. And that is what we call direct light, Or Yashar. And that is how Or Yashar is clothed in Or Chozer. And only in that way do I allow myself to enjoy it. Meaning, I am enjoying our love, me for my beloved and my beloved for me, the direct light clothed in the reflected light, and it's all clothed in the created being, in the will of the created being. That's what it is in essence, and it becomes the light of neshama, the light of the soul. Is that more vivid, more clear? Go ahead.
The Och Chozer and Or Yashar, are these actions of each friend towards his other nine friends in the ten, or is that the entire ten towards the Creator?
You try, all of you. You try and you'll see. If I just answer, it won't remain with you. You need to make an effort with all these discernments to search. Yes, Michael.
What do we do if throughout the workshop I feel that the engine is not burning the fuel that we have?
No, make an effort.
No, I mean the whole 10. In a moment, I want to yell at everyone, lash at them.
And they don't?
No.
Why do they appear like that to you?
So that I will ask of the Creator, but I don't even know what to ask for.
For them? That he gives them more and more of an awakening. But you need to understand that you see it this way. You don't truly see them or feel them. The Creator wants to show this to you. You have a problem with the Creator, not with the friends.
Yes, that's obvious. But then what do I ask of him? That they'll wake up? I want to bring him their deficiencies, but I don't feel their deficiencies.
Yes, that he gives you more sensitivity towards them, and then you'll feel how burning they are from within. And you see them according to your own qualities in an external manner.
But in the meantime, it means that I have no connection with him. I'm only asking that...
Mister, you have the possibility, the chance to ask. That's it. Everything else is your work.
What, just extra sensitivity? But that would be for me.
I don't know what you ask for him, but ask. Ask. That's it. Sensitivity towards the friend, sensitivity towards the Creator, not to be such that you cannot feel him, cannot feel them, blocked up, sealed somehow. You see them as sleeping, falling asleep. Perhaps you don't even see them at all. Bring someone from outside here and have him sit here among us. And you say, what are you doing? Instead of studying and everything burning, everything, you see, once it's like that, once it's like that, the third one is, or most of them actually are, they have their eyes shut, they cannot see anything. Are they falling asleep already, or what's going on? Well, you need greater sensitivity towards the friends. It all depends on how I see them, how I perceive them, on one hand. On the other, I need to awaken them, yes, with my own inspiration or impression of them. Yes, Shlomo.
Do we need to demonstrate towards the friends from two points? On the one hand, to justify, and that's a very special ability. On the other hand, to commit them. I mean, I have obligations towards the ten through the force of our vote. So how do I distinguish? How will I find that gentle, subtle line between obligating the friend because he has commitments to the ten, and
no. If it's in the material sense, well, you have to put it in order. That's why we have two roles: Gabai, the collector, and the Shatz, the messenger of the public. The Gabai, the collector, that's an administrative role. You take a stick, a big stick, and you put them in line. Right. Yes.
When I asked you about justifying the friend, you said once, I mean, you gave me the answer, as you relate to your child, so you have to relate to him. Then you'll have the strength to justify him.
That's in the spiritual sense, but in the corporeal sense, the order, the maintenance of the group, and so on, all those things, you need to demand it of them as you demand, like a cop, like a police officer.
So here there's no room for justification. If the friend, let's say, he has a commitment to attend, to come each day to the lesson, and he doesn't show up, and he doesn't even tell us in advance, how will I justify him? I can't justify him.
You cannot, correct, and don't justify, because he is he's not considerate of you and your work.
So I can come to him and say, we talked about it also many times.
If it happens for a few times, you can throw him out of the society. He does not complete the 10, so he has no place in the 10.
Thanks.
That's how it is. Make him a spare member or something on the side, so he knows that he's not advancing, he's not with you, but he's a trainee, let's say. We need to be much more strict. There's no such thing as a person just not showing up. Yes.
There was a question in a workshop about how, according to the relation of the friends to me and my relation to the friends, I can measure how much I have a distance towards the Creator.
Of course. So according to what can you measure? According to what can you establish that, I am on degree number 75. Not bad, right? But how do I measure? Well, you tell me. First of all, if it's 75, then I need to see all of the degrees, yes? I need to see all of the degrees. And from that, I see that it's 3/4 of the way through, it's 75, more or less. And I see that I'm there, right? So I need to know from here to the end of correction and to measure the degrees accordingly.
So how do you measure?
That is a question. But for the time being, at least, I can measure and say that I'm in it to some extent or not.
That too is a problem.
Why?
Because your relation changes all the time. It's not subjective. Sometimes the friends are closer to me, sometimes they're far away.
Everything is subjective. Everything is with respect to the person who attains.
So what does it mean to measure? To measure means something that is constant, empirical. I measure right now, but it changes. My relation changes all the time. Now I love the friends, then I hate them. So what do I measure?
You measure your own state, your own place.
So I can measure the changing states I have, but not how much distance there is between me and the Creator.
So, and you think that the end of correction is an absolute for everyone or relative to you?
I guess it's relative.
Well, that's it then. So this is also relative.
But the distance between me and the Creator, this is something that, on the one hand, they say, measure the concern in your heart. According to the concern in your heart that develops, you feel it's closer. On the other hand, the more you feel lowly and far away, you're also closer. So what does a person measure?
As you are in your crib, as a baby, measuring your own world with respect to the boundaries of that crib. Or you can be in a room or an apartment according to the backyard even, or the desert or the whole universe. It's all with respect to the person who attains it.
So I try to make an effort in that, to exercise it, because it feels pointless.
No, it's not pointless, because if I feel the attitude to the Creator, of the Creator towards me, as without limit, it's a certain measurement that is limitless. I feel it within my will, even though I call it Ensof, infinity, limitless. Right. So, four. Will we continue or go to, well? We have Kiev. We had Moscow. They had enough. Salt Lake City.
Lorotze.
He doesn't want. Yes, yes, please, go ahead.
Why Kabbalists have the greatest shame? Why Kabbalists have the greatest shame?
Shame because they have something to be ashamed of. They have something to be ashamed of. The Kabbalists. Because they feel how the whole world is corrected. The Creator has a corrected regard for the world, but they see the world because, well, each one who disqualifies is disqualifying through his own flaws, and so they are full of shame because they blame, they denounce the whole world, and by that they blame the Creator. But we need to interpret it. It's not for today.
Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. With respect to the mechanics that we're talking about now, meaning the fact that each given moment a new Rishimo is revealed, can we say this is the O Yeshar over which I have to build my reflected attitude through the love of the friends to the Creator?
Through the reflected light, we build our attitude towards the Creator, and in that regard, if it's correct, then the attitude of the Creator towards us clothes as O Yashal, and together, the O Yashal in the O Chozer, when it clothes there, it's called the inner light of the Neshama, of the soul, meaning the light that fills the Toch of the Partsuf.
The question is, how do we distinguish, separate between the Opnimi and Orishar, inner light and direct light? Let's say I connect with the friends, I feel the love that is revealed between us. Does this reveal already the Creator's attitude to me or my attitude to Him?
The Orishar, the direct light, is a light that appears towards the entirety of my will, the O Yashar. The O Chozer, the reflected light, is my attitude towards the Creator. When I perform a tzimtzum, a restriction on my will to receive, and then I discover the O Yashar that's in front of me, and I measure the extent to which I can equate with the Creator's attitude towards me, so that my O Chozer, my reflected light, will clothe in it the attitude of the Creator towards me, which is the direct light. And together, the direct light and the reflected light, they turn into the Opnimi, the inner light. So then I allow myself, through Zivug de Haka'a, I allow that fulfillment to enter my will to receive. And then, with my own will, I also come to resemble the Creator. Bestowal. Because I receive from Him with the intention to bestow. And that, in essence, is my act of bestowal. What don't you understand, Kiev?
There is still here my attitude towards the friends, that I disclose love towards them, and there is my attitude or our attitude towards the Creator. It's like two different reflected lights, two different kinds of attitude, or is that the same thing?
My attitude towards the Creator, all in all, that is my attitude towards the Ten. If I can relate to the Ten and to gather or deduce my attitude towards them in general, then I can also gauge how I bestow to the Creator and gauge my attitude towards the Creator. You try to do this, all of you, and you will see that in that way, in that manner, you can establish the proper concept of the Creator. We meet the Creator inside the Ten. We never come out of the Ten. That's why we talked about the center of the Ten. The sum total of my attitude towards the Ten establishes the image of the Creator to me. The form of the Creator. Yes.
Yesterday in the evening lesson you said that we should check with a stopper throughout the day until the Congress we will do such exercises. What would you advise us to do now throughout the day in order to actualize all of this between us? What is this, a prayer, or what kind of an action is it each time?
What we talked about today, in the beginning of the lesson. What did we talk about? How a person develops the reflected light, his attitude towards the friends, through which he reaches the Creator, so that through that Or Chozer he captures the direct light, the Or Yashar, and when the Or Yashar is clothed in the Or Chozer, it's called the O Pnimi, the inner light of the soul. That's what we talked about, right? According to the article, what was it called? The Matter of Or Chozer by Rabash. Yes?
Tov.
Well,
Novosibirsk.
Доброго времени суток. Два вопроса.
Hello everyone. We have two questions. We talked about the subjectivity. So what is objectivity?
There is no such thing as objectivity. Nothing is objective in creation because we are the will to receive and we discover everything within our will to receive. And even when we say that we transcend the will to receive, that we are drawn after the will to receive of another, fulfilling the will to receive of another, fulfilling the will to bestow of the Creator, all of that still happens within our own will to receive, which undergoes transformations, corrections, but it's all within us. A person can never come out of his own form, his own structure. Right? Impossible. And when we reach the end of correction, then the entirety of the will to receive is corrected, and it is said that then there is this ascent to a degree which is above that, which has nothing to do with our reality, our corrections, and then we are awarded with some special transcendence. There's a 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th millennium then, and who knows what next, what more. But these are such corrections that don't apply to the 6,000 years, as we call it. When we return through the correction of the shattering to a corrected state, that's already beyond all of this. I cannot discuss it. I also don't understand so much about it. I have some little understanding of the subject, but not. It doesn't matter right now. The question, or rather the answer, is a simple one. A person never comes out of his own will to receive. The more he corrects it, he will see within his will to receive his measure of equivalence with the Creator, and that will be called the upper force, the upper light, the upper world, the Creator. That's what happens. But inside what? Inside his own will to receive. Whatever is outside of us, well, we don't know. We don't know about that. As we study, we have a partzuf, 10 sfirot. You're in them. Can you make them compatible with the upper light? If so, you will feel these phenomena within the corrected will to receive as it matches the upper one. Yes, Yochai. Yesterday he spoke on the radio very, very nicely. Well done.
Teacher, a precondition for Or Chozer is Masach. So how do we achieve that, get that?
The Masach, the screen, is attained through a request to the Creator. A request to allow us give us the ability to rise above our ego. What is the masach? It is the boundary separating me and my ego. I want to disconnect from it, right? To peel myself off of it, to transcend it. Then, between me and my ego, how to put it? A certain division. In spirituality, it's called a division. There's a severance. And that's according to my own regard of spirituality. And that is what I build. Yes.
Okay, so what exactly is, you know, how do we achieve it in practice?
In practice, we achieve this by, one, ascribing everything to the Creator. Two, wanting to rise above my will to receive, and not to take it into account, but only being above it. I cannot completely disregard it. I'm building everything on top of it. I want to rise above it and to act in the opposite manner. Let's say, as now I disregard and disqualify all the friends, I need to annul myself and to respect them. And then I don't conduct criticism over them. They're like this and like that and see what's going on. No, I understand it's the Creator painting this in me. So I see them that way. They have eyes and see not, as it is written, meaning that I don't need to believe my eyes, but rather to the contrary, I need to invert this. I do not believe myself, right? But rather, I accept them as the great ones, completely corrected. They're in the best possible form, the best possible condition, the true one, the proper one. And if I see a flaw, then I attribute that flaw to me, myself. I need to correct that. And so immediately I ask the Creator, and so I'm constantly praying to Him, correct my attitude towards the friends, please. And by that, I can check and examine myself and also gauge my own progress.
So to just ask for correction for my attitude?
Until I love them with heart and soul completely, that's then it's called reaching a complete correction, my attitude towards the Creator, and then inside the love of friends clothes the love of the Creator. And that's how revelation happens, meaning the love of friends becomes the vessel, the kli, for the revelation of the Creator, which is the light. And let's continue with what?
We have the Arvut, we have the preface, we have Faith Above Reason, we have excerpts from the Asia Congress, we have lots of stuff.
What do you all prefer? A person learns only where his heart is, right? Avut, is that what you want? All right, Avut.
We'll move on to the writings of Bala Sulam, the Arvut article.